This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A Colorado congressman says he considers President Trump's comments about him to be death threats. Yesterday, Trump accused Jason Crow and others of sedition after they published a video urging military members not to follow illegal orders. Crow told NPR that he's also gotten death threats from others.
It's not the first time I've received death threats doing this job, unfortunately, and I'm sure it won't be the last. But I'm not going to be intimidated. I'm not going to...
Do you consider what he said, the president, a death threat?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's no other way to take it.
Today, Trump said he wasn't threatening death to the lawmakers, but did say that he thought they were in, quote, serious trouble. During an average November, more than half a foot of snow has fallen in Denver by the end of this month. But so far, it's not snowed at all. Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Lisa Hidalgo says the above-average temperatures are also unique.
If our temps were not to change here through the end of November, we would be looking at probably the first or second warmest November ever on record.
Hidalgo says at this point, even if the month does end on a cool note, it will likely still be one of the top 10 warmest Novembers ever recorded in Denver. A Western Slope Methodist Church is on probation. The Montrose United Methodist Church was sentenced yesterday for nuisance violations. They're related to allowing unhoused residents to camp on church grounds. Around 20 people stayed in the camp behind the church last winter, which has since been disbanded. The sentence included a $1,000 fine and 2 years of probation. That probation includes not setting up another camp. The church is planning an appeal. This is CPR News.